Every now and then a book comes along that changes the way you look at the world and informs the rest of your life forever. I read just such a book recently, and I know that I will be revisiting it over the years to come, not just to remind myself of the details, but also to relive the experience and recapture the excitement and freshness of the first read. The book in question is Isabella Tree's Wilding, an eloquent and engaging account of the transition of the Nepp estate in West Sussex from intensive farming to a rewilded state. In the late 90s, Nepp was failing as an intensive farm, battling difficult clay soils and competition from huge-scale farms, but was thrown a lifeline in the form of European funding for the restoration of an area of parkland. The move away from intensive farming began a journey of discovery into the unknown, as nature was allowed, often unintentionally, to take the lead. As the intensive farm monoculture loosened its grip on the land, so nature often swiftly began to rewire the ecosystem. Grass was no longer cut, fields no longer ploughed, and hedges no longer flailed. The soil, and with it insects, were freed from the biased tyranny of fertilisers and pesticides. As the land began to move towards scrub and populate with new trees, free-ranging cattle, pigs, and deer were introduced to browse the new growth, allowing a rich kind of wood pasture to develop. The joy of the book is in how quickly nature returns and appears to heal itself, providing solutions to problems that until that point had everyone scratching their heads. It seemed just a little loosing of the grip of human control produced an exponential release of wildlife beyond even the expectations of the experts. Two of our most threatened and iconic bird species, the nightingale and turtle dove, have returned of their own accord and in good numbers. Butterflies have also been something of a phenomenon at Nepp, with an unprecedented migratory swarm of painted lady butterflies in 2009 and the establishment of what is now the UK's largest colony of the rare and beautiful purple emperor butterflies. At the heart of the Wilding story is the reinstatement of nature's control as key to its own well-being. The great revelation of the rewilding project at Nepp has been nature's ability to not only recover quickly, but to spontaneously revitalise and create opportunities for other species that have been absent or even never present at all. A case in point is the Purple Emperor colony that until 2009 had never been recorded at Nepp. However, the emergence of sallow, a kind of willow, provided the perfect conditions for the butterflies to colonise. In the words of Isabella Tree, "We had accidentally created the right conditions, the randomness upon which natural pulses like sallow mast thrive." Of course, the project at Nepp has not been without its challenges, and perhaps one of the biggest is simply the fact of mess. To allow nature to flourish in this way requires a letting go of that great human love, tidiness. But I think it is here that the real power of wilding lies. The book does not take us on a journey of woe and guilt, demanding of us that we let go of everything, but instead shares an inspiring journey with all its challenges of joy and surprise at the unexpected revival of nature. Something deep within us stirs, that is not just a longing for a richer natural world, but a hope that it might be achievable and not as difficult as we thought. Almost subconsciously, I have not mown our lawn since reading the book in the spring. I can't even say that it was a planned decision, but somewhere along the way, I left the mower in the shed to see what would happen. I can't claim turtle doves and nightingales, but I have enjoyed the increased buzz of bees and a visiting meadow brown butterfly. I can also revel in the huge variety of different grasses in the lawn, unidentifiable when mown, and comfort my tidy self with the fact that the lawn is reseeding itself, free of charge. For more information about Nepp, visit www.nepp.co.uk.